8:30, we'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open meeting next, posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Beyer, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Beyer.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public, request for future agenda items relative to equalization. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips 19 through 23.
Motion to approve the tax correction slips. 19.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, you're up.
Basically, can we talk about the photometry yet under public or comments or what?
Yeah. Now, if it's both of you are on the same thing, go ahead and talk about it.
You got. It's all of us right now, so.
Yeah.
We saw a presentation yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about it. The download from GIS, is it GIS or who is it?
This is pictometry.
Pictometry, but it's all groups are affected, sheriff, EMS, assessor, they can all utilize it. It's basically what I said through that one day downstairs, correct? Just a different version.
This is, yeah.
Just a different version, so.
This is much more.
Okay.
Basically, a couple weeks ago at our regional meeting of emergency managers, we seen a presentation by a company called Pictometry. And basically, they have Pictometry is a company that's worldwide, and they fly counties and countries and cities and villages, whatever you want them to fly. They have a fleet of 70 airplanes. They have a patented camera system that not only flies over and shows an aerial view of everything below, but it flies and takes pictures in a 3D fashion. So they fly, and they'd have to explain to you exactly how the cameras work, but like it's a patented system where we can actually get on the computer after the system is completed. After a 60-day period, it takes them to fly. We'll have a product in 60 days once they fly the county. We can look at the pictures from above and all, from all four sides of the facility. So you can measure off of it. You can see how tall a building is, how wide a building is, how long a building is. You can see all four sides for emergency service purposes, for pre-planning, for fires, or for law enforcement, etc. We could put a camera up here, not a camera, but a projector and a screen. So if you were all discussing about a bridge in the county, for example, that was needed to be closed or opened or repaired or whatever, then you could see it up on the screen, and someone can run the mouse and show all four sides of the bridge and all three dimensional type pictures, very clear pictures. So. Jefferson County has had this system since 2010. There's some counties that are getting ready. Sarpy Douglas, Lancaster, for example, they're going in together on this pictometry project. They've asked if Gage County would like to join in with them to save money for everybody on the project. So it's a little bit at a time frame that we have to work with to get that done because they're planning on flying in March. And so the presentation, I can sit up here and tell you all kinds of stuff this thing does. There's a feature that you can go inside the buildings, like a school, and take three-dimensional pictures of the rooms. So you can take your mouse up to the school, overlay a blueprint of it. If you want to go in to see what the auto shop looks like, you click on the auto shop room. It'll bring you inside of the room and give you a three-dimensional
view. Security reasons for the sheriff's office is why you would do that,
yes,
if there was ever an issue, correct?
Right. And for the school itself, in the same thing. So there's a safety factor there. But there's so many things that it does.
How many departments can utilize it? P&Z?
Oh, yeah. Every department, probably every department in the courthouse. Don could use it for election purposes. We could use it. It'll overlay with the 911 system with Geocom. So a call comes in at 911. the three-dimensional picture of the facility will come up on the screen, so the dispatch can tell them upon arrival. It'll work for Patty, for the assessor's office.
For equalization. You can pop up.
Yep. So there's, I think, the highway department for bridges. They can even pinpoint and do a layer of just all the stop signs in the county in it. I mean, there's so multiple.
So the satellite is not moving always. It would be a time frame.
You would fly approximately. Usually, what they're doing is about every 2 years, 2 to 3 years.
Google Earth 12-13 is when your shot was.
So. What we want to talk to you about today is getting a chance for the board to see the presentation. I know that it would not do the system any type of justice to do a 10-15 minute presentation. It's going to have to be half hour, 45 minutes to see this. And because of that factor, we just would come to the board and ask, how would you like to proceed? We'd really like you to see this.
If you want the board to see it, they all should see it and probably see it at the same time.
Yes, that's what we'd like to do.
And the real question they're all wondering is, what's the price tag that comes with it?
We would pick what we'd want to see. It starts around $100,000, and it's a three-year payback. So they would bill you every 3 years. The nice thing about if we got into it now and we flew it in the March time frame, we would not even see the first billing for it until next fiscal year. That's kind of a time frame, and they're sending me the information on who do I need to talk to, who's joining. I can't remember the name, but they gave it some NICOR name or something, of a joint effort of all the counties to go in, the Lancaster, Sarpy, Douglas, Cass. I might remember for sure.
Is there any way you can use any of your emergency management funds to?
There is mitigation money that can be used for this, but the time frame of the mitigation money, the issue with some of the mitigation money is that you could be applying for it for over a year, and then they tell you no, and then you start it from square one again. But I would not put that completely away. I would go ahead and approach the state and see what kind of a time frame we could complete a mitigation project grant for it. And again, that's another part of the department to be. One of the things, as far as I'm concerned, two of the things actually is we could do critical facilities such as the schools, the hospitals, nursing homes, that type of thing, with the inside camera. The other one is they will fly for free if we have an F4 tornado or larger or a major disaster. They will come back if any time we want them to fly for an F1 or F2 tornado that did an extensive amount of damage. They would split the cost of flying it for us. F3 though, they build insurance companies for that, and they fly the whole county. So then we would have a snapshot of the debris, the damage of it, the good picture, and we overlay it, and we can see what kind of cost damages we have.
Matt,
as a public body getting into something that flies overhead and takes pictures, what guidelines are there for no unreasonable searches and seizures of personal property?
You can tell that there's a person there. You can't tell who the person is. You can tell it's a car. You can't read the license plate, and you can't see in through windows. So if we were to take the inside camera and take pictures of, say, the school, the school would have to agree with that. There's a lot of school districts that's buying this system just for that feature. They're paying in. They get, money and funds to do that. Like I said, he can tell you all kinds of the stories. Of course, he's a salesman, but to follow up on some of them, we have done some follow up. I don't know, he gave some names and numbers for Patty to follow up on with other assessors that are using the system. It's not a system just for the assessor's office. It's a system for the whole county to use. So,
Gary.
It's a still picture is what it is. It's not a continuous feed. It's a still picture. So it's not like you'd be invading. You're not really invading privacy on that.
Right.
The second thing was that I wanted to ask you, you're talking about a three-year payoff. Mm-hmm. But then they're wanting to come back in 2 years.
Well, it depends on how we set it up.
Yeah.
We can fly it in 2 years. They recommend a three-year flying period. Lancaster, I think, Jefferson's doing it in 2 years. Jefferson wants it flown every 2 years.
It'd be how you sign the contract out. Okay.
So we can do a six-year contract. We can do a But the like he said, you can pay it to the first year, of course, but they will allow you to take a three-year period to pay for it. So you could split it over three fiscal budgets. And so it makes it pretty a lot simpler than to dump the whole. I mean, you can go from, you know, he starts out at a presentation about $117,000, and you want to change a few things. I mean, he was just looking at, there's a 9-inch feature, a 6-inch, a 12-inch, a 3-inch. There's different settings for the camera, but he looked at doing like the City, Beatrice, Adams, Claytona, some of the bigger areas at a 3-inch level. The rural area, do it at a 9-inch level. And basically the difference is how clear the picture is. So where you got a lot of populated areas, you may want to do the 3-inch versus the 9-inch so you can see the buildings. And but you can actually, you know, they showed a picture of the football, of a football stadium. And, you know, so you take the mouse, click, take your measuring point, measure the 100 yards. And it was the picture in the 100 yard. It was 100 yards, you know. So there's a lot of stuff. It's like I said, the other thing is that we would take it and look at it as a county, as a whole county. So if there's other, if the school district, if Board of Public Works, if the State Department, if different agencies want to form into this, we can later, you know, there could be a fee, or we could take a look and say, well, if this is going to, especially with the 911 system, you know, we can. With the
Mark,
negotiations.
Didn't you talk about addressing too? You can apply to addressing.
Yeah, we can do address. Pretty much all the information to be a one. Like I said, anything you want to, basically it's done by layers. So if you want to do an election layer on there, you can lay it out. And that really becomes critical, because working with Becky on some of that, it's a matter of down to almost feet anymore for the an addressing for election purposes. So. Like I said, we can talk about it a lot, and he can do it. He would not do, I don't feel that he'd do any justice to do a short 15, 20 minute presentation. It's going to be half hour, 45 minutes. And there, in our region, I think out of the third, in our emergency management region, I think there's six counties now that's looking at doing it out of the region. So.
Well, take it to the committee, and the committee feels it's worth.
Can I just add a few cents on my office's side of it? We can actually zoom in on a house and measure a house that way. Okay. Another thing that we can do, he goes across and he zooms in on those buildings that over 150,000 square feet.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It'll recognize and measure buildings that are anything over 150 square feet. And the reason why they want to do another flyover before you can, 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is, the program will recognize any changes to the property. So you zoomed in on one house that they had done a flyover for this year, then they went and did it 3 years later, and you couldn't really tell what it was, but when you zoomed in, it had recognized that they had added a deck on there and a hot tub. And so it outlined that in red. That was a change. And so Patty can look at that property, then she can see what they've changed. And then it has on there if they any buildings were demolished, and those were outlined in red where they used to be. So if somebody removed a structure or added a structure
or added a structure,
addition, it classified those all three different ways so that you could see what changes have been made to the property, and it's what that fancy term they use that it's approved for.
The IAAO allows that for our six-year plan, where we don't actually have to. The only thing is state of Nebraska. I don't know. We go by IAAO, but we would have to find out if by looking at that physically, if that would be okay for the six-year inspection. You know, just go zoom in on that property. Hey, we know something's changed on it. We're going to go out and physically look at that now. You know, we're still going to have to go out and look at condition and quality and things like that, but it makes it so nice that we can measure. We can find out if there's new buildings out there. I mean, it was, you have to really see it. I mean, it doesn't do it justice.
One county that they did the flyover, and then the 3 years come back, they gained
$23 million
valuation. So it amounted to $400,000+ in tax revenue that they were missing because they didn't know there was buildings out there. And it was a large county, a lot larger than our county. I don't remember what it was. It is just another example of this thing will actually help that pay for itself.
Sure.
Too,
so. I'd like to make a suggestion. That's fine if you throw it to committee, but I'd like to make a suggestion. We do this in the evening, maybe at the library, in one of the small rooms there, and that way maybe the public can be a little more involved with it if they want to be, just to see it.
And
he'd be willing to come back anytime. He's in Des Moines, so he said he'd be willing to come back at an evening time, day, anytime. So.
It is kind of crucial that we do it quickly, though, right?
Yes.
Because they will be flying Lancaster, and they would just come across to Gage.
That's where a price decrease would be if we did it with the other counties that are already scheduled to fly in March. So.
And Jefferson has it all. I didn't know that they had all
of
that.
Yeah, they've had it for 2 years now. They do maps.
Set up a time frame in 2 weeks, then. I mean, I think everyone should see it. We have to call a public meeting, then, to do it. So what's your time frame you need to...
I'll have to publish it, so as long as I can get it in the paper.
Yeah, so, I mean, unless it's just done by committee, if we know we won't have seven, it don't really matter.
Is there any way we could do it before then?
Well, if we don't publish it, yeah, we'll have to do it by committee then, because we have to publish it.
Well, I think we need the entire board to look at
this. Then it'll have to wait until it can be published.
Yes.
And how long do you have to use to publish?
Well, as soon as I can get it in, you know, you have to...
You'd have to wait for 2 weeks to your next board meeting, though.
No, not next board meeting, but it'll take...
It'll take a little bit to get it in the paper. We have to notify the public.
Yeah.
Ample amount of time. So...
So, I mean, minimum you probably...
5 days, 10 days, you know.
Yeah, you're at 10 days anyway, 2 weeks, so... But it should be a board that sees it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why we brought it up to you today.
Okay, well, and get with Lorene and see what works, and then get with Dawn, and she'll have to notify us when it's going to be. So, does that sound good with everybody? Okay. Okay, anything else on that, Gus?
I fully support it. I only got to be about half a meeting, but it's got a lot of potential, especially from our side. We look at it on a different use than where Patty would or Mark would, but it definitely got some potential for us. So.
Yeah, it's the wave of what is coming anyway. Yes.
Well, and the safety issue in itself, to me, would be big for children in school or anything, or where he could say that a disaster's happening in a school. We were really impressed with where we knew where somebody might be. You know, that would make a big difference for law enforcement.
We could just stay with the courthouse. We would get the camera. They would give us 2 days of training, photograph every room in the courthouse. We would have a map, you know, with pictures of the whole courthouse. The schools or the ethanol plant or, you know, whatever that you could, if you had an active shooter or a fire or whatever, and we had to respond to that, we could see what level that is, what entry, and I mean, we can't do it justice by talking about it, but it's got a lot of benefits.
It seems to me this is much bigger than us as a county, and that we need the PD. If we're looking at the school system, we need the school board. We have a lot of people that need to be involved here other than just the county. And as we're distributing costs, I think that's extremely important that we have others involved. And this pushing thing through a two-week period to make this kind of a decision seems like it's pretty big. I don't know why we didn't get it sooner, but I can't imagine that he's just going to put it to us if it takes us longer.
We're trying to get the presentation done within the 2 weeks. Not necessarily, but...
Okay, well, I think we need to involve others besides our board.
If we need longer than 2 weeks, then we do it in a month.
I think we need the school board and the school officials
involved.
I've got
a feeling they're going to take our $100,000 if we give it to them in a month or in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Southeast Community College... I mean, we're looking at the city of Beatrice. I just think this is much bigger. We're looking at Wymore Southern. We're looking at Diller O'Dell. We're looking Tri-County. We're looking
And we
much
have
bigger.
All those towns in place to zoom in on. So I just think it's something you guys need to really see as a picture and go from there.
So. Just think in terms of not making too fast a decision.
Okay.
Can I ask one question? Do we have a appraisal budget line item like we did before? That would be another, you know, there was a line item, not in my budget per se, but there is a line item too.
But if it's not drawn until next fiscal year, it doesn't matter.
I think that's always got some.
Okay, what else for equalization, Patty?
Basically, yeah. I don't think much is going on right now. We're getting ready for budgets to come into Don's office. We'll be setting tax rates next time.
Okay.
Well, in October, so not the next meeting yet. But.
Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:49.